Welcome to Wellness Spring. I am so excited. In this episode, I chat with the lively and passionate Dieter Steinbusch, owner of York Lane, Sydney's now famous Wrexham theme bar, thanks to the Welcome to Wrexham series, and a brilliant idea from his Welsh mate and customer, Mike Roberts. Discover how his Laneway pub became a global hotspot, what fans can expect with the lead up to the Wrexham tour, including Wrexham beer and two secret surprises. And also get ready to meet Wayne Jones from the Turf Hotel, who's heading down under and will be at York Lane Bar. So Wrexham fans, this is one you won't want to miss. Tune in now.
Hi Dieter, welcome to Wellness Spring. It's so lovely to have you on the show and be at your lovely bar.
Thank you very much. Hey? It's nice to be here.
Yeah. So how does it feel having your lovely bar being the second home for Wrexham?
Wow, it's the second home. I haven't heard that, but it sounds I'm chuffed. I'm honoured. No, I'm really, having watched the show and seen the story and seen everything that's happened, it's a great journey to be on. Thank you. Yeah.
Yeah. So who or what inspired you to set up this Wrexham theme bar?
It was during COVID, having watched Ted Lasso, and having an establishment in the city with, everyone sort of now working from home. Just all the doom and gloom that was going out there, whether I was going to have a cafe, a business, like football, this is my passion. I love what I do. So with Ted Lasso, I got the Believe sign and stuck it on the outside wall across the laneway. And, it just gave me a bit of inspiration. And having Mike Roberts from Wrexham come into my bar as a customer and see the sign, he duly told me about the show and what the Bicep Brothers had done with purchasing the team. And I thought, well, goes, Mike, do you want to be a part of it? You know, maybe you'll get some extra customers who knows, you might get one, you might get a few. So I just think, you know what? And knowing Mike and you know, the person he was, now it's multiplied. So, and I've met some absolutely beautiful people from Wrexham that have come to the bar now. You could probably tell by my smile when I mention the words Wrexham. There's nothing to hide. It's a truly amazing community. I'm not going to lie. Hardham, it's really given me some inspiration to keep going. Yeah.
And who came up with the idea for the incredible memorabler? Because behind you and myself, there's Ryan Giggs and Rob McCowney, Danny DeVito, and Taylor Swift next to me.
I know, right? That was just part of a friend of mine who's an artist. I like to support artists again, supporting people who, you know, we're living in Sydney and it's not the artist paradise that it used to be. Working with that, working with Mike, watching the show, thought, why not put not the best looking Rob, I'm sorry, but Danny DeVito having a lovely girl from Wrexham come and work here for a little while before she couldn't afford to stay living in Sydney.
So what does it feel like having the Wrexham supporters coming in?
I'm just like waiting for this surprise. So far we've had quite a few over the last couple of weeks. And when they sit at the bar for 5 hours having a drink and talking and you're trying to do your work but you want to give them, you know, they've made the effort to come and see you. You want to give them that time, and that's actually been quite tough for me, to try and do everything, because I'm a sort of a one man band, especially in the afternoons, because of, you know, the costs of everything and so forth. But again, like I said to you before, they come in, smile comes on your face, and you think that's all worth it, you know, and especially having the conversations with them. Especially one afternoon when there was Tim from Wrexham. He met somebody else from Wrexham, and then they were talking, and Tim's offering to buy the other guy's beers, and the guy's going, "Man, I've got to pick up my kids. I can't." Oh, okay, one more. And that's priceless. I'm sorry. That's just, you know, money doesn't buy that happiness. It's just, you know, well, it buys you a beer, but, you know, it's great. Yeah, love it.
What have you got planned for the big day, the big game here?
I'm just gonna wait and see. With everything that sort of hasn't gone my way over the last 5 years since COVID, I can't get too excited, because I've been let down so many times by so many people and so many things that are beyond my control. So I'm just gonna take it, try and plan as much as I can, and see who comes through the door, whether it's Ryan, Rob, Wayne, Phil, or Paul. I don't know. You know what I mean? It's yeah. Bring it on, I say.
Exactly.
Yeah.
And we'll be talking to Wayne shortly, and I believe that you've been in communication with him.
He sent me a text, yes, which I've screenshotted. Thanks, Wayne. I showed a few customers. I'm like, "Oh yeah, look at this." No, I've had customers go over there, and he's bestowed upon me a glass and a cup and a shirt. And then I've had now people from Wrexham come over, so I've just given him one of the "It's Always Sunny in York Lane" T-shirts. So yeah, it's like I said, it's great. It's great to be a part of something so far away, yet, you know, here we are in a little bar in the back lane of Sydney, and yeah, it's fantastic, absolutely fantastic. Sorry,
Well,
here's my smile gone. No, sorry, do it.
as a little Welsh girl, and I would never in my wildest dreams expect Wrexham to have the back-to-back-to-back win and make history in the ELF. And now they're coming here to Australia. It's just
Yeah,
phenomenal.
I know. It's you know, like I said, you're so far away. Look, we're not the biggest population, but I think what you'll find in Australia, and what boys will find, there's a certain there's a passion lying underneath that I don't know, underneath the surface, that I think I know. I've seen it already from my customers. The amount of customers now that have booked tickets because of their affiliation with York Lane. That's something that's blown me away, but it's something that's, you know, A, they love the bargain, you know, because an Aussie will easily knock you down if nothing's no good, but they're loving it. And I think they're proud to be a part of it. Yeah.
I know you got the Wrexham Lager, which is very delicious, and Brian and I sampled it in Wrexham as well in the turf. But have you thought about maybe having a surprise cocktail, make up a name like the Little Red Dragon or the Fiery Dragon?
I have talked to Mike about certain food. I have tried to scout a Welsh scotch as well. So, look, I think in the next, but before July, I think there might be some little surprises coming up that we'll just put on the menu. But I think at the same time, I think I know Wayne doesn't want to have Vegemite, but we could do something. You know, we'll do something that maybe the people from Wales might like to try from. You know, that's typical. That's typical. York Lane, or yeah, because we already do have a couple of special surprises here behind the bar. Yeah.
Because it's such an eclectic bar. I thought you must have something brewing up somewhere.
Yeah, well, like I said, I've done two things, but I can't tell you what they are. All right, so yeah,
I look
and
forward.
I'd be very chuffed if Wayne would put those on the menu at the turf. Yeah.
I look forward to coming here on the day because you never know what surprise people might be here at York Lane. And also, what is your take, your personal take on why do you think that this story about Wrexham has gone global?
One thing I've noticed since the pandemic, and probably people working from home and that lack of social connectivity, that's now become, because I've put a few events on and now, but then this is prior and now post, and I'm seeing them really take off because people want to be a part of something. They're missing a connectivity to social parties, or I don't know what you call it, but and I think the boys have resonated something that connects to a lot of people, and what they've done I think is absolutely fantastic, and it's what I try and do at my bar, is to make it a home, make somebody can feel like they can just walk in from when whoever they are, whatever race, whatever color, you can come in and feel a connection,
Yeah.
and I think that they've done that really well with, and I think people probably, I think the Welsh people as well, back it up. Yeah, that's why I think it's really touched a lot of people, and the stories they've told and what it's brought to people, that's it's a positive.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, I personally think bar owners and bartenders are a bit like hairdressers. Everyone tells them their problems, their life story. Have you got any positive stories to share from any of your customers?
Oh, yes, that's a hard one because I've got so many and I don't have the best memory, due to my encephalitis. But yeah, I think, look, like I said, I mean, the day I had a young kid tell me about to a bridge, and I know this is probably not the right thing to say, but him coming into the bar and me, him telling that, being able to tell that story to me just broke my heart. But I said, look, he's my number, man. If you ever need to call me, guess no. Just sitting here and having somebody listen to me. Yeah, sorry. But
Oh.
yeah, that's they're the things that you bring to people, and that's, it's like seeing Mike with a tear in his eye when we were doing the thing for the TV program. I said, that's the thing. That's priceless. That's what it's made us do happen. Great. Yeah.
Yeah, because you've now been on quite a few TV shows with the BBC Wales and
Yeah.
so forth and
Thank you, David
podcasts.
Grundy. Yeah.
What does it feel like? Can you imagine if you became part of the Doco series with Welcome to Wrexham, how would you feel then?
I'd be pretty chuffed. I mean, look, it's Mike that I it's Mike who got me onto it, and as well as John, just to see what it means to them. Just watching what it means again to them, and having the people from Wrexham here, that's the important part. You
Yeah.
know what I mean? It's like, yeah, it's not about me, it's about the team, it's about the community. Yeah, and if I'm a part of that, fantastic. 2 minutes.
Yeah.
Thanks, Rob. Thanks, Ryan. I'll work on my biceps as well for you guys.
And if Rob and Ryan were to walk through the door of York Lane, what
No,
would you say?
when they walk through the door,
I love your positivity.
oh mate,
When Rob and Ryan walk through the door, what's the first thing you're going to say to them?
hello boys. I don't know. So here you go. I think that my customers will probably say something before I would, because I'm knowing my customers, they're good at a good story and a good one-liner. So, oh, we'll see. No, I just probably say thanks. Thanks for what you've done, and
Yeah.
thanks for the laughs too, because I think, I could probably be able to swear as much as they can. I don't know if I can. Oh, sorry, if I can do it on the podcast. But anyway, that'd be good. I think it'd be great. Yeah.
Yeah, well, I personally believe that sports bring people together. Talking about sports bring people together, and what a better place than being in a bar with full of like-minded people. You know, it's, as you mentioned, it's about community and having heartfelt conversations.
Yeah, it's like, look at us. You know, we're talking. I'm sorry, but the art of conversation, unfortunately, that's, yeah, it's disappeared a lot. So I think that's another thing that the show's brought. It's brought back a conversation. It's brought back a common conversation where people can have, you know, yes, not everyone has watched the show yet, but I think it's uplifting, you know, because it's the it's hard. It's all about hard work. It's putting that hard work. This is 3.5 years that my Tommy, you know, it's like nothing, 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 and then bang. But it's you know, I had a customer walk in. I haven't seen him for 10 years. He worked upstairs, came in, bar was packed, and he just wanted to give me the biggest hug because he goes, "Mate, adversity." He said, "Mate, I've met a person now who I know what the word adversity means, and you're in. And thank you so much for giving me an inch." He told the bar that they should, if they want to look up adversity, just look at me. And I thought, Jesus, that's, I know, but you know what I mean? Like,
Yeah, no, it's
if it's
lovely.
brought that to somebody and it's brought that positivity.
Yeah. And we absolutely loved having you more or less to ourselves the other day, Brian and I in the bar, and telling us all about your life story and your passion for bike riding. And when I Googled you, I found those lovely photographs of you on with your bright orange Ducati 750 sports bike.
Oh yeah.
So tell us about that, because you've got an amazing collection of clothes to go with it.
Yeah. Don't know if my partner's gonna like this, but she, yeah, let's just say there's a few wardrobes full at home with outfits for, you know, the motorbike. The behind me is the push bike as well. So let's just say I'm a bit passionate. It's my passion as well. It's the cycling, the motorcycles. And I think that's what I'm into now with the Wrexham people is because I've probably had those passions, something like this that's come along has resonated with me because you're seeing like-minded people. It doesn't have to be the similar what you're into, but seeing the people with passion is an addiction. And it's great to be a part of it because I know my addictions and having met people of similar wavelengths and the friends that I've built up over the last 30 years. This morning, a group coming in with their bicycles and just talking and you know, having Calvados and coffee in the morning is like sensational. Yeah. So,
Fabulous.
yeah.
And this is a wellness show. So, what is your must-do wellness go-to?
Look after yourself. Do things for yourself first that it's like me with work. Every day people say, "Oh, you know, you're so into it." I said, "Yeah, but I said, see that front door out there? I said, I want to walk out of that front door at the end of the day knowing I've done the best for myself, but I know it'll be the best for other people as well." Does that make sense that you just do it for yourself? Make, you know, it's like what a mental health nurse once said to me. I said, "How can I teach people to look after themselves? Because it'll be confident in yourself, will be do." She goes, "Well, Dita, I tell people to, if they were going to take themselves on a date, what would you do for yourself? What would you expect? So do that to other people, and if we can all do that, then I think we'll have a nice world." You know, have a chat, have a beer, have a sit down, stop. Yeah,
That's
that's it.
wonderful. And if there was one thing that you could do to change the world, what would that be?
If I could sit down a few people around the world at the moment and either watch a football game, have a Wrexham lager, and just sit and talk and look at each other, or go to a beach. That's what I do with a good friend of mine. I sit at the bench, we have a beer, and we just talk. And you'd be surprised at what can happen at the end of a conversation with either a drink. It doesn't have to be a beer, a coffee. Just sit, stop, and reflect. And is it that important? You know, what's important? People, time, conversation. This Wrexham.
Yay. Well, this has been an absolutely wonderful, uplifting conversation. So come on down, people, to York Lane. We look forward to seeing you here and being entertained by the lovely Dieter and having a glass of Wrexham lager.
Go, girl.
Thank you.